Seems like you know who's up there, but in any case, Robert Earl Keane.
Christmas lights back on for this place. What a high-tech show. Pretend. You have to pretend now. We need the lighting guy for that? You can just turn them on anytime. That'll be fine. Nice. Now I feel better. Mom got drunk and Dad got drunk at our Christmas party. We were drinking champagne punch and homemade eggnog. Little sister brought a new boyfriend. He was a Mexican. We didn't know what to think of him till he sang Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. Brother Ken brought his kids with him, the three from his first wife Lynn, and the two identical twins from his second wife Mary Nell. Of course he brought his new wife Kay, who talks all about AA. Chain smoking while the stereo plays Noel, Noel, the first Noel. Carve the turkey, turn the ball game on, mix margaritas when the eggnog's gone. Send somebody to the quick pack store. We need extension cord, a can of bean dip and some diet rides, a box of tampons, some Marlboro Lights. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family. Fran and Rita drove from Harlingen. I can't remember how I'm kin to them. But when they tried to plug their motorhome in, they blew our Christmas lights. Cousin David knew just what went wrong, so we all waited out on our front lawn. He threw a breaker and the lights came on, and we sang Silent Night, oh Silent Night. Caught the turkey, turn the ball game on. Make Bloody Marys, cause we all want one. Send somebody to the stop and go. We need some celery and a can of fake snow. A bag of lemons and some diet Sprites. A box of tampons, some Salem Lights. Cheese. Merry Christmas from the family. Feliz Navidad.
Thanks.
Nacogdoches and the Tom Hanks come to some bad end, cause the Chevy caught him stealing chickens and such by the time he was 10. One day his daddy took a $10 bill, he took it in his hand. He said, I know that you're headed for trouble, son, your mama wouldn't understand. So he took his dad's money and his brother's own bay. He left without a word of thanks. He fell in with his crowd, some for the town, and he took to Robin Banks. Till he's trapped in an alley in Abilene with all the force he'll spin. And he realized praying was the only thing that he had never tried. Well, he wasn't sure that he knew quite how, but he looked up to the sky. Said, you don't owe me nothing as far as no, Lord. I don't owe nothing to you. I ain't asking for a miracle, Lord. Just a little bit of luck will do. And even though I ain't never prayed before, cause it always seemed to me that praying, begging the Lord, I don't take no charity. But right now, Lord, with my back to the wall, I can't help but a call. How they nearly hung before stealing a horse in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Judge Parker said guilty, and the gavel came down like a cannon shot. Preacher on down to the cell. He said, the Lord is your only hope. He's the only friend you're gonna have, son, when he hit me in a Parker's robe. And I guess I could have come on preaching to Christmas, but he turned his back on me. I put a homemade blade to that gold throat as the deputy for the key. Some help from you, Lord, the devil himself's been strictly touch and go. Yeah, but who in the hell am I talking to? There ain't no one here but me. So he cock-holding his pistols and he spit in the dirt and he walked out. out into that stream. Thanks. Across the desert on a dining car in the spring of 91. I met some people drinking at the bar. They were laughing, having fun. I told them that I hadn't heard the joke. That was so hilarious. They said that I was just a dumb cowpoke. I didn't want to make a fuss, so I shot them down one by one and left them on the rails. I only used my gun whenever kindness. I'm a Scorpio. The sun was at my back. I didn't know how far the train would go until the law was by my track. I saw the brakeman and the engineer drinking wine and eating brie. I asked them who would break and who would steer. They started pointing back at me. So I shot them one by one and left them on the rail. I only use my gun whenever kindness fails. I only have a moment to explain. Just a chance to let you know when it's time for you to board the train. There are two ways you can go. You can ride the wheels into the sun and feel the wind upon your face, or you can laugh into a loaded gun and you're like a loser. Corpus Christi Bay, I'd get off and drink till daylight. took the morning away. I'd have planned to take my wages, leave the rigs behind for good. But that life, it is contagious, and it gets down in your blood. I lived in Corpus with my brother. We were always on the run. We were bad for one another, but we were good at having fun. We got stoned along the seawall. We got drunk and rolled a car. Went to the girls at every dance hall. Had a tab at every bar. If I could live my life on the could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. My brother had a wife and family, you know, it gave him a good home. But his wife thought we were crazy, and one day we found her gone. We threw her clothes into the car trunk, her photographs, her rosary. We went to the pier and got drunk, threw it all into the sea. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on Corpus Christi Bay. Brother lives in Houston. He married for the second time. He got a good job with the union, and it's keeping him in line. He came to Corpus just this weekend. It was good to see him here. He said he finally gave up drinking, and he ordered me a beer. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on Corpus Christi Bay. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on Corpus Christi Bay.
Thanks. How's everybody doing tonight? Sounds like you're having fun so far. We're working up to them. Okay. This is a song about barbecue. My favorite barbecue place in the whole world is, if you're into this, Cooper's Barbecue in Llano, Texas. Cooper's Barbecue is just this kind of cinder block building with the sign Cooper's on the side, and they have these big giant pits, and you go out there and they open them up and you just sort of pick from an assortment of 20 or 30 different kinds of meats. Big hunks of meat. It's really based, it's a pagan holiday is what it is, and you just, and it even makes my vegetarian friends kind of go, well, you know, maybe a sandwich or something.
Ribs and sausage, that's what I said. Barbecue makes old ones feel young. Barbecue makes everybody someone. If you're feeling puny, you don't know what to do, treat yourself to some meat. Eat some barbecue. You can scream it out with us if you feel so inclined. Just really anytime. Don't hold back. Now there was once this girl I knew. She treated me so mean. I offered her my barbecue. She licked my platter clean.
I stole that from a nursery rhyme, so it's okay. Sort of a piggyback thing like Barney, you know.
Oh, barbecue makes old ones be young. Barbecue, a jalapeno and an onion. If you're feeling puny, you don't know what to do, treat yourself to some meat. Eat some barbecue. Now don't give me no broccoli or any Swiss fondue.
We can do it better. I know that. I know there's a lot of people in here, and we could sort of rock the house. So ready?
Don't give me no broccoli or any Swiss fondue. Baby, if you want to rock me, give me good old ribs and sausage, that's what I said. Barbecue, that was better than Dallas, basically. Yeah, barbecue makes everybody someone. If you're feeling puny, you don't know what to do, treat yourself to some meat. Eat some barbecue.
Now Dave Heath over here is going to slice some off on the bass. Oh yeah, Brian Duckworth. I'd like a extra side order of potato salad, please. I only missed one note.
Now don't send me to heaven. It ain't where I should go. 'Cause the devil's got a charcoal pit and a good fire down below. sausage and a cold big red barbecue makes old ones feel young. Barbecue jalapeno and an onion, it's a feeling puny. You don't know what to do. Treat yourself to some meat. Let your feet hit the street. Find a good place to eat. Get some barbecue.
Thanks. I have a new album out. It's called Gringo Honeymoon. It's on the Sugar Hill label. Sugar Hill label. And we're going to do the title cut for you now. It's about a trip that my wife and I took across the border from Big Bend National Park to Boquillas, Mexico, which is a little desert town. If you've never been there, it's a real experience to go there. You get on a rowboat and pay some guy a couple of bucks to row you across the river, and then you go and hire a donkey and get on a donkey and ride into town. And I don't know how many people have ridden a donkey, but I haven't ridden one in a long, long time. And after that donkey ride, I really didn't know how the whole Jesus story ever happened at all. They're an unreliable animal at best. We were standing on a mountaintop where the cactus flowers grow. I was wishing that the world would stop when you said we better go. We took a rowboat across the Rio Grande. Captain Pablo was our guide. For $2 and a weathered hand, he rowed us to the other side. We were dreaming like the end was not in sight, and we dreamed all afternoon. We asked the world to wave so we could celebrate a gringo honeymoon. We stepped out onto the golden sand. The sun was high and burning down. Rented donkeys from an old blind man, saddled up and rode to town. Tied our donkeys to an ironwood tree by the stream where children play. We went in the first place we could see, serving cold beer in the shade. We were drinking like the inn was not inside, and we drank all afternoon. We asked the world to wait so we could celebrate a gringo honeymoon. Met a cowboy, said that he was running from the DEA. He left his home, his wife and family when he made his getaway. We followed him on down a street at dusk to his one-room rundown shack. Blew a smoke ring and he smiled at us. I ain't never going back. And we were flying like
sword that afternoon. We asked the world to wait so we could celebrate a gringo honeymoon. Said there's one last place she should go. He took us to the town's best bar. He knew a crusty caballero who played an old gut string guitar. And he sang like Marty Robbins could, played like no one I've known. For a while knew that life was good. It was ours to take back home. And we were singing like the end was not inside. And we sang all afternoon. We asked the world to wait so we could celebrate a gringo honeymoon. Standing on a mountaintop where the cactus flowers grow. I was wishing that the world would stop when you said we'd better go. Devil's in your eyes. No time to walk, no time to talk, no time to long goodbye. The ticket's in your hand. You made that final call. The horn was flying by like punches in a barroom brawl. We made a mess of things. Makes no difference now. Let's chalk it all up to the blues. Little girl, think it over one time. Little girl, think it over one time. Little girl, think it over one time. Before you break in your walking shoes. I am just what I am. I won't apologize. If you go, you'll surely know. You'll have to come to realize. Love don't walk away. Only people do. So if you go or if you stay, you know I belong loving you. We made a mess of things. Makes no difference now. Let's chalk it all up to the blues. Little girl, think it over one time. Little girl, think it over one time. Little girl, think it over one time. Sing, made the miles go by. We've stood with broken wings and still we've had the will to fly. It ain't the memories that make me talk this way. It's more like someone pulled the plug before we ever saw the play. We made a mess of things. Makes no difference now. Let's chalk it all up to the blues. Little girl, think it over one time. Little girl, think it over one time. Little girl, think it over one time. Before you break in your walking shoes. I've read a thousand books. I've been behind the wheel. I've known you all my life, but still I can't feel how you feel. It's only you for me. like that whippin' train who has one wife for all his life, and if she dies, he'll do the same. We've made a mess of things, makes no difference now. Let's chalk it all up to the blues. Little girl, think it over one time. Little girl, think it over one time. Little girl, think it over. Breaking your walking This old porch is just a big old red and white Hereford bull standing under a mesquite tree. And all we do is in Texas, he just keeps on playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. He's sweating and a pant, cause work is coming on. Oh no, he's got them cows, that red top cane. This old porch is just a steaming, greasy plate of enchiladas with lots of cheese and onions, a guacamole salad. You can get them at the LaSalle Hotel in old downtown, with iced tea and a waitress who'll smile every time. Yes, she will. I left a quarter tip on my $10 bill. This old porch is a palace walking on a main street in Texas. Ain't never seen her the day a GNR next is that 62 poster has almost faded down, and a screen without a picture since John came to town. Oh yeah, oh here we go.
That's old Brian Duckworth there. We've known each other since third grade. Miss Thompson's class. Bonham Elementary School in Houston, Texas. We were in love with Miss Thompson. At least I was until she gave me a D in handwriting, which I figured opened the gate for all the rest of the D's I got in my life. And I'm not talking about, you know, just in school. It's just sort of a D lifestyle I live now. Not that it's not good or anything, but it's just sometimes you just can't get that C that you need, you know? She didn't give you a D, did she? That's why you're so happy. We were roommates in college, Duckworth and I. We went to Texas A&M University. We lived on Church Street, right across from the Presbyterian Church. Now, every once in a while, we read in the paper about Lyle Lovett, who wrote this song with me, being our roommate as well. And we have to dispel that rumor, because he never was our roommate. No matter how hard he begged, pleaded, it just didn't happen. He wanted to, but we just didn't think he had what it took, you know what I mean? As far as beer drinking capacity. Missing like 5 and 6 days of school and never even thinking about it. Just a little too conscientious there for us. We used to sit out on the porch of that house and play music all day long. Watch the cars go by, wave at people. Sang country songs, bluegrass songs. And finally, I got too many D's, and they kicked me out. And I had to go to the school for dysfunctional Aggies, if that's not redundant. I went to Blinn College. Blinn College was only about 10 miles away. It was housed in an old warehouse. It was kind of cold in the winter. It wasn't very pretty. But it was a great self-esteem builder, you know? Because when you went to Blinn College, you didn't get books and things like that. You got a big cheap tablet, some crayons to write with. We took a nap every day at Blinn College. When you graduated from Blinn College, you didn't get a diploma. You got a T-shirt with your name on it and the Blinn College motto, "Ignorance is Blinn." This old poet's just a weathered gray-haired 70 years in Texas. He's doing all he can not to give in to the city. And he always takes a real late, so long as I run his cattle. He picks me up at dinner time. I listen to him rattle. He says the prices still runs funny like she's run all along. There ain't never been no cane to grind. The cotton's all but gone. You know this Chevrolet pickup truck? Hell, she's something back in 60. Then there won't nobody listen to him. They all think he's crazy. So Ford's just a long time waiting and forgetting. Remembering the coming back, not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down and the laughter of the curse of luck from all the son of a bitches who said we'd never get back. Old porch, just a big old red and white herbal bull standing under a mesquite tree. I didn't know what to say, just keep some playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. He's sweating and a plant, cause his work is never done. Oh, no. I've known a whole lot of old bulls in my life. It's the way you stroke my hair when I lie sleeping. It's the way you tell me things that I don't know. It's the way you remember I came home late for dinner. Or maybe this. 11 months and 14 days ago. It's the little things, the little bitty things, like the way that you remind me that I've been growing soft. Thank you. It's enough that you leave on the breakfast table with a list of things to help me plan my day. Thank you for that list. I really appreciate it. It's the way you say we could have if you'd done the things. That's right, you should have. It's the little things, darling, that make me do this stuff. It's the little things. Bluegrass Widow has definitely become. I'm not playing it. It's become the stairway to heaven in my life. The free bird in my life. At least I'm not stuck with a Bobby Goldsboro song, but can you imagine night after night, honey, over and over, you know, no matter how you felt, you're going to sing that song? God, I just can't imagine it. Daddy had a Buick and Mama loved to ride. Daddy liked to drive and Mama liked to glide. Four white balls constantly in motion, from the Great Smoky Mountains to the California Ocean. Two-tone rack top holes in the side. Daddy had a Buick and Mama loved to ride. Daddy had a Buick, holes in the side. Daddy had a Buick and Mama loved to ride. Daddy was a talker and a son of a gun. Mama was a looker and a barrel of fun. Daddy kept the car straight. Mama read the road map, flying down the interstate. Mama's hitting Daddy's lap. 3 blocks long, 2 lanes wide. Daddy had a Buick and Mama loved to ride. Daddy had a Buick, 2 lanes wide. Daddy had a Buick and Mama loved to ride. From Atlantic to Pacific and everywhere between, lakes of Minnesota to the town of New Orleans, Oklahoma, Arizona, any place they didn't want to play around, run about, play it down and blow it out. Daddy had the wheel and Mama by his side. Daddy had a Buick and Mama loved to ride. Daddy had a Buick, Mama by his side. Daddy had a Buick and Mama loved to ride. Got the blue skies, Mama got the breeze. Me, I got my mama's eyes, my daddy's Buick keys. Gonna do things my way now. Finally got one flying down the highway. My baby riding shotgun. Two-tone rack top on the side. Me, I got a Buick and baby left to ride. Me, I got a Buick, baby loves to ride. Me, I got a Buick, my baby by my Daddy has a Buick, 2 lanes wide. Daddy has a Buick and Mama loves to ride. Wait a minute, I don't have a pen. Hold on a second. This is the 5-pound bass. This is the inventor. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the inventor of the Bass Intimidator Lure, Brian Duckworth. And don't forget, he's also the inventor of brown Jell-O and a new drink craze sweeping the nation, brown Jell-O shots, of course. And those are good, aren't they? Brown Jell-O, secret ingredient, Copenhagen, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Every time I'm here, I can't believe I'm playing in this place, you know? It's like sometimes it's so overwhelming, I just have to imagine that I'm back at the Hole in the Wall in Austin or something, you know? Go on. You know? Going, I need a double of one of those. And sure, we'll get to that song in a minute. And some more beers for my friends over here. Up this morning before the sun, mixed me some coffee and honey bun. Jumped in the pickup, gave her the gas. I'm going out to catch a 5-pound bass. Down by the lakeside, just off the ramp, all them people fishing in their fishing camp. Some out in the pup tent, some out on the grass. They all be dreaming about that 5-pound bass. Little birdie always gets it. That 5-pound bass, son, little mommy gets a fish. Jump in my John boat, I stole my gear. I fire up, and when I am in clear, I sail across that water as smooth as glass. It's ready, here I come. You perfect spot, some old dead trees. Back in a canyon where you can't feel no breeze. That time of lure, make my cast. It's breakfast time, you 5-pound bass. That old sun is rising, that water's clear. I watch my lure as it's flying through the air. I see a ripple. Wow, that's kind of like bar talk. Lord have mercy, it's a 5-pound bass. We'll be right back.
Wash my face and comb my hair. I put a clean shirt on. It's too damn lonesome here since you've been gone. The birds and the bees are shaking the trees, talking politics. The fox and the hound are hanging around, living it up in the sticks. So I'm going to town. It's a real good night. I'm over you now, don't slow me down. I'm going to town. I fell asleep in my easy chair. I did not wake up until dawn. Looked out the window, all saw nowhere. A man is saying where I belong. The cows and the corn took the bull by the horns and led him back into the barn. Telling myself I'm through missing you. I got to get off of this farm, so I'm going to town. It's a real good night. I'm over you now, no slowing me down. I'm going to town. Pickup truck, I'm putting her in gear. Can't take another minute wondering what I'm doing here. There's a place on the horizon where the lights are shining bright. Packing up my pickup truck, I'm going there tonight. I'm going to town. It's a real good night. I'm over you now, though, slowing me down. I'm going to town. I'm going to town. It's a Friday night. I'm over you now, though, slowing me down. Coffee on the dashboard, a cold front on the way. Last night I was in Oregon, tomorrow Santa Fe. Up for 2 days running, I'm feeling tired inside. Down to my last dollar, but tonight I'm gonna ride. Silver spurs and gold tequila, you know they keep me hanging on. Pretty girls and old cantinas give me shelter from the storm. Miles that I have traveled, the places I have seen, just won't let me put a saddle on this crazy cowboy dream. Go watch in my pocket, my daddy gave to me. He spent his lifetime working for a home and family. Call him on the phone sometimes, I see him when I can. Just long enough to check the vines, jump the fence again. Silver spurs and gold tequila, you know they keep me hanging on. Pretty girls and old cantinas give me shelter from the storm. Miles that I have traveled, the places I have seen, just won't let me put a saddle on this crazy cowboy dream. And I'll never put a saddle on this crazy cowboy dream. Silver spurs and gold tequila, you know they keep me hanging on. Pretty girls and old cantinas give me shelter from the storm. The miles that I have traveled, the places I have seen, just won't let me put a saddle on this crazy cowboy dream. Thank you.
Jesse took a powder, slicked his long hair back, put a cartridge in his gun and stepped outside a shack. Saddled up his buckskin man, rode off into town. Jesse with a long hair hanging down. Land fixer makeup, straightened out a dress. Picked up a photograph and held it to her breast. How could she ever love him? He never was around. Jesse with a long hair hanging down. Flesh and blood, it turns to dust, scatters in the wind. Love is all that matters in the end. Sheriff Paul was sleeping, his hat off in his lap. When he got a package that woke him from his nap, he unrolled a poster, couldn't help but frown. It was Jesse with a long hair hanging down. They'd been compadres many years before. Jesse saved his life one time back before the war. Now he was the king of thieves, he wore it like a crown. Jesse with a long hair hanging down. Flesh and blood, it turns to dust, scatters in the wind. Love is all that matters in the end. Mr. Brown, the banker, hid the money in his case. It was time for him to leave this godforsaken place. His true love loved the outlaw who hated Mr. Brown. It was Jesse with the long hair hanging down. Mr. Brown had taken the land that Jesse owned. The banker claimed that Jesse had not repaid his loan. Truth and lies were tangled, but when the truth unwound, it was Jesse with the long hair hanging down. Brown was all alone when came walking in. Pulled a pistol from her purse and pointed it at him. When the door blew open, she turned to look around. There was Jesse with a long hair hanging down. Mr. Brown grabbed Luann's gun and held it to her head. I'll blow her to kingdom come is what the banker said. In that fateful moment, Jesse stood his ground. Jesse with a long hair hanging down. Flesh and blood, it turns to dust, scatters in the wind. Love is all that matters in the end. The bullet that killed Mr. Brown came through the window pane. Put a hole above one eye and lodged down in his brain. You never saw a puff of smoke, no flash, no fire, no sound from Jesse with the long hair hanging down. Sheriff Paul was fast asleep, his hat down on his eyes. When he got a letter, much to his surprise, a picture of the sweet man in her wedding gown. Jesse with the long hair hanging down. Flesh and blood, it turns to dust, scatters in the wind. Love is all that matters in the end, my friends. Thanks very much. Thanks. You never liked this place we've been living all along. So you packed up your things, bought a one-way ticket home. Leaving never hurts as much as being left behind. I would change my life, I would make it right. I would change my life if you would only change your mind. I've spent my hours on some misbegotten dreams, And I have spent my money on some foolish hearted things. I have spent my memories on old and bitter wine. I would change my life. I would make it right. I would change my life if you would only change your mind. Birds are flying south to spend the winter time. The skies are turning blue to gray. The fire we started here will soon be burning out. It gets colder every day. I wish that I could find the words to make you come back home. I wish that I could say the things you needed for so long. I wish that you could see me now. Maybe then you'd find I would change my life. I would make it right. I would change my life if you would only change your mind. I would change my life. I would make it right. I would change my life if you would only change your mind. Thank you. Thanks.
I get smaller.
A lonesome oak tree held its fire into November. He watched the last brown leaf hit the ground and blow away. An evening gunshot lets him know the hunt is over. A familiar cold moves in somewhere between snow and rain. Just last spring, you know, his heart was burning. Before his Linville love hit the road to chase her dream. Night thinks of her each night, and in the morning he laces his coffee cup with whiskey instead of cream. Her story is she's changed her mind. She just can't help herself. She wrote, please don't meet me at the Linville train. I'm coming in with someone else. He's a quiet man, the neighbors say, but his pain won't go away. So for better or worse, he's going down to meet the Linville train. He blew a tire on the road down to the station. He jacked it up and thought out loud, she never should have let me down. Just 6 months ago, she vowed she was leaving. Now she's coming home with a stranger to settle down in Linville town. Her story is she's changed her mind. She just can't help herself. She wrote, please don't meet me at the Linville train. I'm
coming in with someone else. He's a quiet man, the neighbors say, but his pain won't go away. So for better or worse, he's going down to meet the landfill train. Steel wheels scream, the whistle blows, his heart is breaking. She steps onto the platform, her new love by her side. He reaches in his coat, his hand is shaking. The time has finally come, this really is goodbye. His story is, he's changed his mind, he just can't help himself. So he's getting on board the Linville train and moving on to someplace else. As the train pulls out, he watches them both standing in the pouring rain. He's headed for a new life down the line on the Linville train. For better or worse, he's leaving town on the Linville train. Outside, it works for me. His name is Mariano. He cuts and trims the grass for me. He makes the flowers bloom. He says that he comes from a place not far from Guanajuato. It's 2 days on a bus from here, a lifetime from this room. I fix his meals and talk to him in my own broken Spanish. He points at things and tells me names of things I can't recall. But sometimes I just can't but help from wondering who this man is. And if when he is gone, will he remember me at all? I've watched him close. He works just like a piston in an engine. He only stops to take a drink and smoke a cigarette. When the day is ended, I look outside my window. There on the horizon, Mariano's silhouette. He sits upon a stone in a southeasterly direction. I know my charts, I know that he is thinking of his home. I've never been the sort to say I'm into intuition, but I swear I see the faces of the ones he calls his own. Their skin is brown as potter's clay, their eyes void of expression, their hair is black as widow's dreams, their dreams are all but gone. A vision of a sacrificial virgin, an innocent is crying from a baby being born. And they hover around a dying flame and pray for his protection.
Their prayers are often answered by his letters in the mail. He sends them colored figures. He cuts from strips of paper and all his weekly wages, saving nothing for himself. Revolution every Texas and a Gulf Coast hurricane. I was blown down by tornadoes. I was washed up by the rain. My papa wasn't happy with me. Don't mean to go. I stole my daddy's Cadillac. I headed down the road. I had a grin from ear to ear with each and every mile. I'm headed for the border, man. I'm going down in style. I hit Corpus Christi. I drove them women crazy in my daddy's Cadillac. I cruised them up the boulevard, treated them like queens. I took them all the places they wanted to be seen. When I had to leave them, hell, I'd tell them with a smile, I'm headed for the border, man, I'm going down in style. You gotta take your chance if they ever come along. Close your eyes and listen that great big earth wine. And it don't really matter whether you are right or wrong. It's when you cross the border, man, you leave this world behind. I stomped out on the pedal and I set the cruise control. 500 raging horses blown by the state patrol. Their signs were screaming, Lord, their lights were flashing red. A dozen more were waiting at the roadblock up ahead. I scattered them like chickens and I heard one of them cry. He's headed for the border, man, he's going down in style. You ain't never coming back. And there ain't no redemption when the cops are on your tail. The closest thing to heaven is this great big Cadillac. The city lights of Houston are the firing gates of hell. They'd have me on the hill that overlooks the Rio Grande. I'm feeling just like Moses looking on the promised land. They haul me back to Houston. They throw me in the jail. My mama started crying. I'm sorry I'm not there to hear the outcome of my trial. I'm headed for the border, man, I'm going down in style. Young Rancho Grande, young Don DeVito. Rita. Thank you.
rack my suitcase, I rack my brain. Bought a ticket on a late night train. Took a taxi through the pouring rain. I'm coming home to you. Moved from Boston out to San Jose. Saw our old friends at Monterey Bay. When they asked me if I'd like to stay, I said I'm coming home to you. I'm coming home. Made up my mind, that's what I'm gonna do. Can't love nobody on the telephone. I'm coming home to you. They threw a party there from dusk till dawn. Seemed like everybody knows old Sleepy John. He said next time I better bring you along. I'm coming home to you. They had fresh caught salmon on the barbecues. There were people jamming to the all-night blues. Life is good out in Santa Cruz, but I'm coming home to you. I'm coming home. Made up my mind, that's what I'm gonna do. Can't love nobody on a telephone. I'm coming home to you. Drove forever out to God knows where. Come 10:30, there was no one there. They couldn't pay me, but I didn't care. Coming home to you. I'm feeling better since I got your card. I read it over and over when the road gets hard. Ain't nothing better than your home backyard. Coming home to you. Seemed like yesterday I was here, dreaming my life away and drinking beer, staying up till dawn, strumming on guitars. Sleeping all day long, just like the big rock stars. Barely living on money from tip jars. I had a little place just up the block. I had me a French girlfriend. I love the way she talked. We spent afternoons watching the TV. Finding things to do that we could do for free. We split up, she said, you don't do enough for me. I'm guilty of a dreadful selfish crime. precious time. I had my first gig here in this neighborhood. We had a little band I thought was good. I hired my old shotgun. Yeah, I bought a used PA. We got a quart of rum and drank it all that day. When the big gig come, we were just too drunk to play. Oh. I'm guilty of the dreadful selfish crime. I have robbed myself of all my precious time. Dreadful selfish crime. I have robbed myself of all my precious time. Sometimes I can't believe those days are gone. Most of my friends back then have done moved on. One's in Hollywood, one's a millionaire. Some are gone for good, some still living here. But you know me, I'm just the same, lost in the crowd. I'm looking for the rain in a thunder cloud. I'm moving around, but it don't matter, no. One thing I've found, there are just two ways. It all comes down to living fast or dying slow. I'm guilty of a dreadful selfish crime. I've robbed myself of all my precious time.
Thanks very much. Thanks for coming out tonight. Let me introduce you to everybody. Just over here on the bass from Austin, Texas, Dave Heath. Back here on the drums, also from Austin, Texas, Mark Patterson. Over here on the fiddle from Seguin, Texas, Brian Duckworth. I'd like to also mention that this show was brought to you in part by Shinerbach Beer. And the fine folks at the luxurious Prescott Hotel here in San Francisco. Thank you. I wish I was a flamenco guy. I could play this. Well, once again, thanks for coming out. She was a waitress at the only joint in town. She had a reputation as a girl who'd been around. Down Main Street after midnight, a brand new pack of cigs, a fresh one hanging from her lips, a beer between her legs. She'd ride down to the river and meet with all her friends. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Sonny was a loner, he was older than the rest. He was going to the Navy, but he couldn't pass the test. So he hung around town, he sold a little pot. The law got wind of Sonny, and one day he got caught. But he was back in business when they set him free again. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Sonny's playing a ball at the joint when she works with some drunken out of towner. Put his hand up Sherry's skirt. Sonny took his poop, you laid the drunk out on the floor. Stuffed a dollar in a tip jar. Walked on out the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hand. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. They jumped to his pickup, Sonny jammed her down again. Sonny looked at Sis, let's get on out of here. The stars were high above them, and the moon was in the east. The sun was setting on them when they reached Miami Beach. They got a hotel by the water and a port of Bombay gin. The road goes on forever, the party never ends. They soon ran out of money, the sunny little man. They knew some Cuban refugees and dealt in contraband. Sonny met the Cuban at a house just off the roof, with a briefcase full of money and a pistol in his boot. The cards were on the table when the law came busting in. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. The Cubans grabbed the goodies, and Sonny grabbed the jack. He broke the bathroom when he climbed on out the back. Sonny drove the pickup through the alley on the side, but all Matt Tackle Sonny was reading him his ride. She stepped into the alley with a single shot for 10. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Out just before the break of day, Sonny gave her all the money and he blew her little kiss. And they asked you how this happened, say I forced you to this. She watched him as the sailors disappeared around the bend. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. It's Main Street after midnight just like it was before. 21 months later at the local grocery store, Sherry buys a paper and cone six pack of beer. Then lines read that Sonny is going to the chair. She pulls back on a main street in her new Mercedes Benz. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Dave, Mark Patterson, Brian Duckworth, thanks so much. Thank you. Broke a string here, so I had to fix this. It's really nice to be able to come out because, what I usually say is we try this show without people and it just doesn't work as well, and which is true. But the fact is it's a long way. It's a long ways out here from Texas, and it certainly makes us feel welcome when you come out and. Support. Any kind of music, coming out and supporting any kind of music is really a good thing because it ain't television, and I'm a firm opponent of television, basically. I mean, you know, it's okay with cookies and milk and if you're vegging and all that sort of stuff, but basically, I think it's too intrusive, and you never get any real life out of it. So, go out and support live music. When your favorite band is in town or somebody you want to see, go out and see them. Because they might not be back. They might get a job in television. They have a little thing called a string winder that pretty much does this in about 30 seconds flat. And I have one, but I lost it. I've never heard somebody scream that out like that, really. I mean, you know, it's okay, and I agree with the sentiment and stuff, but you know, most pot smokers don't scream out anything. God, so many requests, a little time. Yeah. Sure. Hey, there he is. Where were you last night? We missed you. It's a long stretch of highway at midnight in New Mexico. It's a small colored light that shines in your car radio. It's the old motel owner who sleeps on a cot and gives you the very last cup from his pot. It's a lonely feeling. It's what you got. It's a lonely feeling, like it or not. It's a crack in the sidewalk right next to a pay telephone. It's someone's recorder when you're hoping that someone is home. It's an hour to kill to do what you please. But nobody's up for shooting the breeze. It's a lonely feeling. It's like a disease. It's a lonely feeling. You pray that it leaves. It's three men from Chile who are tired and they want to go home. They've run out of money and they're stuck up in East Oregon. So you give them a small bit of change in your hand. You try to speak Spanish, but they don't understand. It's a lonely feeling that runs through the land. It's a lonely feeling that gets to. It's your best friend from high school who sees you and wishes you well. And you try to break through, but you run out of stories to tell. So you bid him goodbye and you step into space. There's so many questions that you cannot face. It's a lonely feeling taken. It's a lonely feeling you just can't erase. It's a statue of Jesus your grandmother had when she died. All cracked and all yellow, and you know you should throw it aside. But you're growing religious the older you get. You haven't been saved, but it could happen yet. It's a lonely feeling full of regret. It's a lonely feeling won't let you forget. It's a bus stop, a street cop, an old dog, a new kid, a bomb. tried, rejected, neglected, blind, ever dumb. But you look in the mirror and you're still hanging in. It's there to remind you how lucky you've been. It's a lonely feeling now and again. It's only a feeling that comes now and then. Welcome the band back to the stage, please.
Southern pride back in my heart.
I'm panhandling, manhandling, post holding, high rolling, dust falling, and I ain't got no blood in my veins. Just got them four lanes of hard Amarillo highway.
As close I'll ever get to heaven is making speed up old 87.
If I were the king of this old crazy world, I'm telling you there'd be some changes made. In my golden crown, I'd lead the big parade. If I were king, there'd be some changes made. I'd take you from your prison and set you on a throne. Instead of threads of linen, you'd wear a satin gown upon my throne. So safe and sound, you'd never be afraid. If I were king, there'd be some changes made.
take you from your prison. I'd set you on a throne instead of threads of linen. You'd wear a satin gown upon my throne, so safe and sound. You'd never be afraid. If I were king, there'd be some changes made. I ain't no king, I'm just a fool, but in my masquerade. If I were king, there'd be some changes.
Thank you.